Who's this?
It's Ronnie, our former receptionist who had low blood sugar, according to Corbin. Back to you, Bob.
She had killer speaking. She was so
and
ridiculous.
That resulted into Michelle Wheat.
She did not have trouble speaking. It was one of Corby's ridiculous caricatures of someone who sounded nothing like that. She was just really nice.
Yeah.
And sweet.
But that's what he does.
We thought so.
So to make her voice extra meek, he started doing her like this. She didn't even have this
And
accent.
Then it turned into Michelle Wheat. And yes, she did. But then we said that all she would eat during the day was a leftover packet of sugar from someone's coffee.
She was real like sugar deprived.
The dregs of the sugar. Just like, oh, sweet
sugar. Please give Ronnie a sugar cube.
It's 4:59 here from Rally House on Preston, where we would love to see you.
And
our friend Gordon has arrived.
Mr. Cern, so, please give sugar.
A rant revival is on the horizon, but first we must stop down for this.
WindowNation.com and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here's Dave.
And I have a couple bits of breaking news to begin E-News today. First of all,
breaking news.
This from Instagram, from Snoop Dogg's account, where he writes, after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time.
Why do they always tag it with that? First of all, no one will respect your privacy if they don't want to.
He's making a joke. There's no way that's
and
real.
And Dave fell for it, and then I just fell for it because I heard it from a trusted source that I called Dave.
Well, people are wondering if he has said before that he started cutting down on smoking after he became a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has said before that he at his peak of smoking, he would smoke 81 blunts a day.
Same.
That seems excessive.
Yeah. And so,
is this for the cancer that he's freaking out?
Yeah, I don't know if this is because he wants to be more responsible as a grandfather or if this is maybe a PR stunt to promote Snoop Dogg edibles that are about to come out or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, he's stunting.
Yeah, so, but to everyone, pray for Snoop.
Yeah.
And also, in breaking news out of Washington, D.C., the House Ethics Committee that was investigating New York Representative George Santos has released their findings, and they have substantial evidence of wrongdoing by the freshman congressman. And they released a report, and after the report was released, George Santos said that he's not going to step down, but he will not seek re-election in 2024. But
I don't know who that is.
Is that the guy who has the ridiculous amount of lies?
Yeah, he's the pathological liar. He has the little round glasses. He's kind of doughy.
Like a monocle?
He's very swishy.
What does that mean?
He just
swishes to and fro. Like skates almost.
Yeah, it's like he's speed skating when he's walking.
Why does he have jazz hands?
But the committee's report alleges that Santos deceived campaign donors into providing what they thought were contributions to his campaign, but were in fact payments for his personal benefit. And they go over some of his...
Which side is he on?
Expenditures.
What do you mean?
I just don't...
Politically or gradually?
Yeah. Not the swish skating thing again, but...
He's on America's side.
Okay, good.
There are no sides.
Yeah, I mean, he is the guy who claims that he was from a wealthy family.
Yes.
And that he used to drive a Maserati, and all of it's fake. Like
he also grew up extremely poor, and he's also Superman, and he's got all kinds of lies for him. You need to check into it.
I can't.
Play for the Dallas Stars for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that on his
really good skater.
He was a first-round pick.
Scored 21 which season?
So one of the expenditures that he made in 2020 on the campaign debit card was $1,500 for Botox.
We all need it.
He also had...
I do need it. God, I'm looking old.
...a $50,000 campaign donation that was deposited directly into one of his personal accounts, and he used that money to pay down personal credit card bills. And then he also bought an Hermes bag, like a $5,000 bag. And then he also used it for smaller purchases at Sephora and also for OnlyFans subscriptions.
Sounds like to me
sounds
he
like
shops
Bob's
well.
Credit card statement.
Right. It does.
Hermes, Sephora, and OnlyFans.
Yes.
Yes.
Troy.
So, yeah, he's in a little bit of trouble.
That's so athletic, Stern. That's when he's rolling in athletic money. That's the way he's paid.
We speculated yesterday
that
we had heard from all of the friends except for Lisa Kudrow as of E! News yesterday.
Yeah, why isn't she saying anything? I demand a statement from her.
Well, she heard us complain on yesterday's E! News, and so yesterday afternoon she did...
She did make a statement, the thing I've been calling for her to do. You know what? Now I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, now it's too late.
I'm offended that she issued a statement.
You're not allowed to mourn anymore. The window is closed.
Yeah, so she posted a picture of the two of them, obviously, and then she reminisced on when she first met him, saying that we shot the pilot. At that time, it was entitled Friends Like Us. And she said it got picked up immediately, and then you, meaning Matthew Perry, suggested we play poker. And it made it so much fun where we initially bonded, and so it was Perry's suggestion that they play poker together all the time. So in their downtime on the set, that the core group of friends would always get together and play poker, and that was part of what made them such a tight-knit group.
But they played it with Vicodin pills and stuff.
Right,
okay.
They go all in with their scripts.
I wonder if the Annies went up, though, through the years. Is there, say Annie, if their salary increased from like $8,000 an episode to $8 million?
It's down.
If like the all-ins.
Yeah, but they were growing up.
Right, true. But then she wrapped it up by saying the best 10 years of person gets to have. Thank you for making me laugh so hard at something you said that my muscles ached, my tears poured down my face every day. And she said, thank you. Most of all, I learned about grace and love through knowing you. Thank you for the time I got to have with you. It's very sweet.
They were the two funniest ones on there, and it was so obvious and so apparent, and they were really good at their roles as being funny. Funny people trying to be funny on the show, I think, is really hard to do, and both of them pulled it off.
Have you ever watched a Lisa Kudrow laugh compilation video?
Oh, yeah. No, is it funny?
God, she's got the best laugh. It's really contagious. Yeah, she's got an awesome laugh. Okay, so they were the funniest, but were they your favorites, Corby? Lisa Kudrow and Matthew Perry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, confirmation there.
I don't know if I had a favorite, Gordon.
Oh, you hated that show.
No, I did. I enjoyed it. Yeah, he probably was my favorite. I thought he was really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, natural timing, and you could tell he was inserting his own little, like, as a whatever type of personality he had in real life, it was inserted in there.
And I've heard that from the other cast members of Friends. Like, he was the funny doctor to the script. Like, he would have great ideas as to line reads and different lines to put in there, and so
ad libs on.
Although it got so apparent that he was not doing very well, and it was just because there was no or early internet, or maybe no internet at the time, and it was just like, oh yeah, he lost 70 pounds before the season, and oh yeah, he's slurring because dental work, and it's just like, oh okay, I love him.
Well, he never slurred on the show, did he?
Yeah, he did. It got weird.
I know he did on the Friends reunion. He looked out of it.
Maybe not slur, but definitely his.
Something was wrong off about his delivery.
Yeah. His mouth, he had weird mouth, like Carl mouth, almost there for a season or two. And he said that the 1 year he got nominated for Best Actor was the only season he was clean. Which he looked back on it then, he was like, why should have realized something there?
Bob just texted me and said, slot voice like Norm? Bob, what do you.
Bob slurring.
That's unfair, Bob, that you would text him that when you could have just said it.
Wouldn't that be weird? You just tune into Friends, and a couple seasons, Matthew Perry sounds exactly like Norm.
Or they replace Matthew Perry with Norm. Would the cast have been happy with Norm? Like,
would he have fit in with the group of hot 20-somethings?
Right.
He rolls into Central Perk, plops down on the couch.
Yes.
Although, rests his cane against the couch.
At the time, we all thought Norm was so old because he's kind of always looked the same age.
Yeah.
Back then, when Friends was on, he was like 42.
I know. Yeah, Norm has always been 72 to me.
I know.
We're docking.
Right.
All right. 10 years ago today was your Pearl Jam concert experience, right?
Yeah.
What was the Pearl Jam concert experience when you got on stage?
Because
you lied about being able to play guitar?
Oh, no, yeah. That was my friend. I was serenaded by Eddie. Eddie came and kneeled to me, and I thought that I was probably going to have sex with him, but it didn't happen.
Do you know what happened on this day in 1981?
Chernobyl.
1981.
9/11.
I'm going to say, and I don't know this, but I'm thinking of the year and the video. Is this Sunday, Bloody Sunday at Red Rocks?
The Bicentennial.
No. Damn it.
This was Luke and Laura's wedding on General Hospital.
Oh, yes.
Which was viewed by 30 million people.
Overrated. And there were only 35 in America at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've exploded since then.
Yeah, it was a two-part episode on ABC, the most watched event in soap opera history. And so they also had a guest star, Elizabeth Taylor, who was a huge fan of the show.
She's got Elizabeth the Taylor. Whole package, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She played a guest role called Helena Cassidine.
She got the whole
and
package.
She appeared and placed a curse on the newlyweds.
All right. Did your grandmother watch
yes.
those shows?
Hated that when I was at my grandparents' house. And the morning was spent watching, like, Price is Right and some other things that you could tolerate because they were game shows.
Yeah.
But then when you heard those piano notes of ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
ding, you just were like, oh, the TV is going to be tied up for the next 4 hours.
And my grandmother would sit in her chair.
With her stories.
And, yes, with her stories.
And watch my stories.
And she would
her
shuck.
Her dog-eared copy of Soap Opera Digest on the chair.
She's shucking corn and peas and that's basically preparation.
My grandmother did the exact same thing. She would sit with a huge tub, a Tupperware tub of peas and
snap
would shell
them.
Peas
yeah.
while watching her stories.
Yes. That was life.
While us kids went around back and did meth.
All right, lastly, before we get to Rant Revival, shut up, Ham. This is must-see viewing for you, Gordon.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to be a week from next Wednesday. So mm-hmm. the 29th of November, 9 p.m. on NBC, Christmas at Graceland.
Hmm.
So it is the first televised concert from inside the Graceland estate.
I thought all of them were dead now.
Well, they will have never before broadcast.
Seems insensitive, but understand.
They will have never before broadcast footage of Elvis. They will give viewers an intimate look inside Graceland, and then
they're
going
to crack open the coffin. That'd be cool.
No, they're not.
There?
They're not.
Hey,
going,
don't forget to stick around at the end of the show.
Would
we're
going to
exhume Elvis.
We're going to take just a peek inside the coffin.
See if his wig's still on.
He's still not decomposed.
No, I guarantee he's not. They probably injected him with all kinds of crazy stuff to keep him preserved.
Who's playing?
Gary, that's disgusting.
Okay, so
is Lisa Marie doing a set?
No, I will.
She's dead too.
I will start.
Oh, I haven't heard.
I will start from the bottom of the bill and we'll go to the top. So
more Gary,
Lainey Wilson, Kane Brown, John Legend, Alanis Morissette, Casey Musgraves, Post Malone, and Lana Del Rey.
You know what? Not bad.
It's not a bad lineup.
It's pretty star-studded.
I'm a little thrown by Alanis Morissette playing Elvis. I don't know why that's the one that's standing
out.
She's
not playing Elvis.
Well, they're playing at Elvis's Christmas extravaganza.
Well, they're going to be doing holiday-themed performances.
She has to do...
Stress you out.
Right. But she has to do it as Elvis. Everybody has to do their songs as Elvis.
Yes, and the wig and the glasses.
Right, and then Brad Sham is next to her doing that.
What? Yeah, she's going to do Elvis. Said. Alanis Morissette will do Elvis songs, and Brad Sham will do Alanis Morissette songs.
As Elvis, yes. Yes.
Yes. And
so
if you
Tex Schramm is lighting his farts on fire.
Right. If you miss it next on the 29th on that Wednesday, it'll be on Peacock after that.
All right, that's not how you say that word. Now, let's go on and do the Rant Revival next. Do that? Are you going to be shirtless in there?
Yeah, just go shirt off. Hit the nitrous and go shirtless.
You think the doctors would be freaked out?
Looks like Coco the gorilla when Dave takes his shirt off.
Marissa, your husband is nude.
he just has jeans on.
It's all right. I've done soda. I'm thin now. Boy, if you would have been Jabba the Hutt, Dave, and the baby disappears and rolls.
Starts trying to latch off on your breasts.
Nurse, and it's working.
Man boobs.
Oh, my God.
God dang, I have a lot of milk.
It's so embarrassing.
I'm so fat. Oh, God, it's gravy. Oh, feels so good. Such a relief. Oh, my placenta is about to drop, Doc.
Does he wear like a swim shirt because he doesn't want to go shirtless?
And it feels so good that Dave steals the baby and is running down the hallway nude with the baby sucking his gravy.
Grabs another one out of the neonatal unit, puts it on the other one just where he has two matching ones.
Now it's my baby, too.
Going to town on him.
A jackass with rocks.
Would Marissa divorce you if that was playlist the scene, that unfolded?
Yes.
As you're running down the hallway nude.
She's not going to care. She'll be so looped
with
on nitrous.
Your
she
baby
care.
And another baby that you stole.
Yeah, they said they have little anklets that if the baby leaves the floor
They
hospital,
geo-track those babies.
The alarms will go off everywhere.
Yeah. Have you been instructed?
Bill Gates insists on that.
Have you been given any instructions on how to conduct yourself or just?
I have been told to chill the F out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do not add stress.
Faint. Yeah.
Well, you know, let's carry this over. It's so late. We'll do one more mini rant segment next. Hey, it's called That's Marriage. Fun.
Hey, sorry.
Part of your transition.
Yeah. Sorry, Corby. The knife slipped.
Yeah.
We ended up cutting the whole thing off. Just trying to carve out the balls, but the reciprocating saw slipped.
Well, we're done. We carved your balls out.
I got good news and bad news. Good news is vasectomy took.
Yeah.
Bad news is all the other stuff went
away.
It's all gone.
You got an empty marble sack and no penis.
No penis. So while you're out, we went ahead and turned it into a vag. Hope you don't mind.
Love your show.
Yep. Tell Ryan said hello.
Anyway, got to get out of here. I remember taking a Thursday and Friday off and then begging to come back to work by Monday, which I think is going to be you.
Yeah, but I'm committed.
Uh-huh.
I will.
Now we'll see.
I will do my best to do my duty to for God and my country.
Uh-huh. So you guys we're all of.
Has Dave got a vasectomy yet?
No, but probably should work on that.
I think that he's going to be in stirrups with his wife, and the minute that kid comes out, the doctor takes two steps over and sews him up.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, because they could do like a two-for-one.
Right.
They deliver the baby.
Yeah.
You're in the stirrups next to her.
Make sure the baby's, like, good.
Yeah. Is it healthy, Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's healthy. All right, go ahead. Cut them off.
Right, here I am.
Here we are. We're ready.
And then to make it really symbiotic and make sure it means something, they're going to actually sew you back up with the placenta.
Yeah.
With the lining of the placenta.
They need to, like, flash freeze the placenta and then let you use that to keep the swelling down on your non-existent ball sack.
Gary, that's disgusting.
That would be, like, full circle.
Yeah, circle of life.
I don't know why it doesn't happen more often. Would your wife be upset, though, if as she's pushing that you hoist yourself up into the side stirrups? And
I think you ought to be facing her. So when she's looking down between her legs, she sees you looking back. Y'all's feet are touching.
Right. And the doctor is ambidextrous. He's working both arms.
Yes. Yeah. It's like in the Matrix or something.
What's the doctor doing?
He's working both arms. He's pulling the baby out with one hand and emptying the marble sack with the other.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And have you guys talked about keeping the placenta? That's a deal.
Yeah. You know, we went and had a tour of the...
placenta factory?
No, of the hospital, the delivery rooms and the recovery rooms.
And they showed you the placenta
bucket? Hang on. If there was a place that specialized in placenta or placentae, would it be called Placenta Factory?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, people, what do they do with them? They get them, they bring them home from the hospital, and then you plant them, right? And
well,
then baby grows in your front yard?
Yeah, plant them.
That is one of the things that people do is they put it under a tree, and it feeds the roots of a tree, a sapling.
And then babies grow off the tree?
Yeah. Yes.
Like apples.
Then little fetuses in the
hang down in little sacks.
Yeah, they're like
pods. You can just reach up and...
They're peaches, but they're in the shape of a fetus.
Hmm.
They're really juicy.
Oh.
But
oh, yeah.
when we were there taking our tour,
Gary, that's really gross.
When we were there taking our tour, there was a guy.
You're saying tour weird.
Tour?
You were saying cure.
Tour. Tour.
Yeah. There was a guy there who
wanted
to talk to you about the placenta.
No, he was there to talk to the doula, which I learned.
Oblongata.
Which I learned a doula is not a nurse. It is
a midwife.
It's not really a midwife either.
Yeah, it's a souped up
midwife. It's kind of like a midwife. But doula is originally taken from a word that means slave.
What do you want to do with that,
anyway,
Gordon?
We were having fun.
But anyway.
Talking about placenta factories,
so
and now all of a sudden
brought
guy,
it back to the Civil War.
It's from Greek times or something, Roman times. I don't know.
We had
Greek
slaves
times?
Too.
We're in the Civil War?
I hate to tell you, Dave, but there's slavery in America, too. I know your books didn't tell you about that.
I didn't learn that in school.
So this guy,
a very conservative school.
He did.
This guy was there to talk to the doula that was about to lead our tour. Actually, he was asking her because he was meeting a different doula, and he was like, where is so-and-so?
How many doulas are there?
There's tons of them.
Hey, doula, take your shirt off.
He was asking.
Do they ever do topless doulas, like in the delivery room? A little something for dad?
They're always lactating just in case.
Yeah.
They're at the ready at all times.
They just hear the babies cry, and they immediately spring a leak.
And the babies kind of.
Do you know that actually happens? A lactating woman. The baby's cry will trigger her milk to let down.
That's not true.
That is true. It's on internet. But my buddy Doug could do like the most perfect, amazing baby sound, baby cry.
To make his wife lactate?
No, but he would.
To make strangers lactate?
He would go to restaurants and sit on patios near lactating women.
Uh-huh.
At least this happened one time. I don't know if he did.
What a weird hobby.
But there was a lactating woman nearby, and he did the baby crying sound, and she's like, "Oh, just hold on, I'll get to change these nipples."
Right.
Shirts.
And then it was all for you. And then you walk over to the woman.
Yes, yeah. And I had a beer mug, and I put it up under her nipple, and then opened the spigot,
like a third beer and three fourths. Of,
yes,
yeah. Wait,
Bob, you're big into milk play. Talk about your experiences.
Very much so. Thank you for knowing that.
I will say that
I have been told that her milk is in, and that if I want to,
you need to start working.
If
that,
I want
man.
To try and sample the goods, that it's
you don't.
Possible.
You yeah. don't. Well, some of the most
get in on that.
What was that, Ham? The milk is in.
Yeah, the milk is in. So this guy, he is looking for a different doula than the one that is going to lead our tour
because she's not hot enough,
and so. And she was like, well, what do you need? And he said, well, you know, we just delivered a few weeks ago, and I'm here for our encapsulation.
Oh, yeah. So this is where they dry the placenta and grind it up and then put it into capsules.
Yeah,
you can take it as a supplement.
Yeah, you freeze dry it, and then you grind it, and you put it in little gel caps, and then the mommy takes the pills of her placenta.
She eats her own.
For what? Is it for
womb waste?
For what? To be at one
it's so full of nutrients, Corby. It really will. And so does breast milk. It will make you into like a Superman.
So it's the ultimate vitamin? Why don't they sell that at stores?
They probably do. I guarantee you bodybuilders who are in the lactation black market, like there is a whole market of bodybuilders who buy women's milks because it's so full of bodybuilding. And
they'll sprinkle it in with their supplements?
They'll drink it as a supplement. And so I bet you know what I'm talking about.
Mark McGuire.
Look it up. It's on internet. And I bet you that bodybuilders will take placenta capsules, too. You can take them,
so
too.
So you just make a...
You're predicting this?
You make like a protein shake of breast milk and placenta.
Okay, wait. Is it illegal?
Mangoes.
What's the good stuff from babies that you can't... The stem cell stuff. Like, is
the good stuff from babies?
Bob,
that
do you think
can't.
We're talking to a scientist right now? If you closed your eyes for a second, it sounded like we're talking to a scientist.
It feels like we're at a symposium here.
The good stuff from babies. Dr. Davidson, we're going to have to see your license. It needs to be updated a little bit. What
stuff from babies.
I feel like.
You know, like stem cells.
Okay, here's another bit of superhero blood.
The imposter is him.
Is that the blood that's inside the cord. People will bank the cord blood. The umbilical cord blood.
That's another thing that they said in the tour.
Yeah, see?
That is part of your birth plan.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask them to wait until the cord stops pulsing to clamp
yes.
it.
Gross. Oh, God, yes.
Pulsing?
How hot is that?
To just get the last bit of womb blood into the baby.
Yeah.
Gary, that's disgusting.
It really is, Gary.
And then you can bank the cord blood for if your baby develops any sort of disease or whatever. That cord blood is like full of all kinds of stem cells. And
is this new?
All the good baby stuff. Well, I mean, it's been around for years. But the point is that they use it's kind of like making hot dogs. They use every part of the leftover birthing process.
It's exactly like hot dogs.
I don't know if you know this.
Or like the Native Americans with the buffalo.
But another thing that we learned.
Nothing goes to waste.
You've been bad.
This goes along with that. Nothing goes to waste. That, you know how used to when they would take the baby out and it would be covered with ectoplasm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they would immediately clean it off. And then give it to the mommy.
Right.
Now they let it baste in that.
Now,
because it's got like an SPF of 70.
Yeah, now they just leave that in or leave that on because they say over like 24 hours it soaks into the baby's skin. It's like the best moisturizer ever.
Why don't they just smear it on your face and sell it?
Well, why are they just
because
now?
That,
this is not this
is that what
go
causes
on?
Good baby smell?
No.
Like, what is the new baby smell that is so awesome?
I don't know, but that's definitely not it.
Yeah, probably not.
Ectoplasm.
Probably not.
It's not really ectoplasm.
Probably not the juice that the baby was basting in.
Yeah.
Well, what other? That sounds like the most reasonable explanation to me.
It's just
if it's
like
soaking in this substance for 9 months, and that's why it smells so good.
It's just like a new puppy. There's just something about newness.
New puppies don't smell as good as new babies.
Man, I don't know.
Oh, okay. That sounded real forceful and full of reason.
Well, I don't have reason. I'm just talking about a smell factor. I would rather smell a puppy than a baby.
How did we get here?
This is the best radio show ever.
Does a puppy or a baby have more of the good stuff that you're not allowed to?
Puppies don't have stem cells that you can use. Babies do.
How do you know?
Because I know. I read internet.
You don't know nothing, man.
I did,
too. I learned on South Park that you crack a baby open at the spine and then you drink it.
Yeah, right. You drink the spinal juice of a baby.
Yeah, your Dua Lipa told you that.
2 weeks.
Dula, not Dua Lipa.
Whatever. Mm. Well, anyway, we were going
to
talk.
Have you guys talked on your birth plan about doing the, you going to do epidural or is she going to try to go for broke?
Oh, no.
She don't want to go for broke?
No.
Not even experiment?
Are you going to do?
They did say, so to make you comfortable before the epidural, you can. They have a couple different ways to manage pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do an intravenous drip, but it's only up into a certain point because then it'll affect the baby and the baby will be groggy when it's born.
Yeah, they have to get it just right.
One of the pain management things they said that they would do is that if the mother requests nitrous, they can bring in a tank of nitrous, and she can just
that's weird.
She can just hit it.
Yeah.
And so I was going to ask, like, is it okay for dads too?
You need a his and hers fighter pilot mask.
Dave's getting his balls rooted out. He's over there on the nitrous, just like, oh yeah, oh Jesus, guy, you got some cocaine too. Are you doing the...
Give me all the drugs. I want an epidural also.
Give me an epidural.
Are you doing the, when the baby comes out, the ectoplasmy alien-looking thing to stick it on your nude chest?
Yeah, they do
it.
They got to go skin to skin.
It's got to go skin to skin.
Are you doing that?
Well, they do it to the mom first.
But you can do it too, I've heard.
Yeah, I think you can if you want to.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to be shirtless in there?
Yeah, just go shirt off. Hit the nitrous and go shirt off.
You think the doctors would be freaked out?
Looks like Coco the gorilla when Dave takes his shirt off.
Marissa, your husband is nude.
he just has a jeans Dave. On.
It's all right. I've done soda. I'm thin now. Boy, if you would have been Jabba the Hutt, Dave, and the baby disappears and rolls.
Starts trying to latch off on your breasts.
nurse. And it's working. Man boobs.
Oh, my God.
God dang, I have a lot of milk.
It's so embarrassing.
I'm so fat. Oh, God, it's gravy. Oh, feels so good. Such a relief. Oh, my placenta is about to drop, Doc.
Does he wear, like, swim shirt because he doesn't want to go shirtless?
And it feels so good that Dave steals the baby and is running down the hallway nude with the baby sucking gravy.
Grabs another one out of the neonatal unit, puts it on the other one just where he has two matching ones.
Now it's my baby, too.
Going to town on him.
Like a jackass with rocks.
Would Marissa divorce you if that was playlist the scene, that unfolded?
Yes.
As you're running down the hallway nude.
She's not going to care. She'll be so looped
with
on nitrous.
Your baby and another baby that you stole.
Yeah, they said they have little anklets that if the baby leaves the floor
They geo-track those babies.
The alarms will go off everywhere.
Yeah. Have you been instructed?
Bill Gates insists on that.
Have you been given any instructions on how to conduct yourself or just?
I have been told to chill the F out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do not add stress.
Faint. Yeah.
Well, you know, let's carry this over. It's so late. We'll do one more mini rant segment next. The rant revival took a turn that we were not expecting, and probably much like
what did we leave off with? Dave live streaming the birth?
No, it was me running down the hall, shirtless,
wearing
with
cut off blue jeans
with
and shirtless
newborns on each nipple.
Right,
bleeding from my pants as I just had a hasty vasectomy.
Yes, right.
the double dip. So, whenever we had our first, we were told that, hey, this could take a lot of time, so prepare for that. So whenever the water breaks, it's not immediate. This may be something, and it wasn't a scheduled, what do you call it, scheduled induction.
Is she doing a C-section, Dave, or is she going, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but
No, the plan is to do it the natural way.
Okay.
Yeah, she had an appendectomy when she was in high school, and so the doctor doesn't want to mess with a C-section unless it's absolutely necessary.
You can pull the baby out of that incision.
I don't know if that's TMI. I'm sorry, Marissa, if it is, but yeah.
So
let's call her.
We were told, though, or I was told to prepare.
She's on nitrous right now. She can't hear us.
Oh. This was in 2005, too, and I can't believe this was the technology that I had, but I brought with me VHS movies.
You're watching old Texas OU games?
Well,
while your wife's over there.
Carby, please kill me!
I thought, again, not really understanding anything about what I was getting ready to go through, I thought that, hey, if we're going to be in there for a long time, and she's going to be sitting there, and maybe there's, you know, she's going to be full of drugs and everything, that she would like to have films that are funny. And so, as she's sitting there begging for drugs to be inserted into her spinal column, I turn to her and I'm like, hey, do you want to watch Dazed and Confused? Because I had the VHS tape of Dazed and Confused. And I was like, we'll laugh and have fun and can talk about this.
And then when the baby comes, they can also watch Dazed and Confused.
And it'll be the first movie he's ever seen. And so, and I think, frankly, I was just bored.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't I just watch a movie?
When is the baby stuff over with? Hey, Doc, thanks for the VCR. But when's the baby thing done? Is it done now?
I'm tired.
I've about had enough, Doc.
Can you tell her to push more?
This is kind of boring. You know what would be boring?
Has the baby come out of her butt yet?
Because I'm hungry.
Do y'all have cheese fries?
You know what? Order a large cheese fries. The baby will probably want some.
I like cheese. He will also like cheese.
Yes, because he shares my genetics.
Simpleton Corby is my favorite version.
Boy, it's an amazing character. Always shows up at the rant revival.
Oh, God.
Somehow I've slithered my way through life.
You're in the, waiting in the delivery room watching Dazed and Confused eating cheese fries.
He gets dumber every week, too. Yeah.
Have you checked your butt lately, Doc?
Hey, Doc, after the baby's born, can I wipe?
So, she is writhing in uncomfortable pain, and I do. It sounds like that. I'll make you happy. I'll put on fun movie.
Oh, Corby.
And like 10 minutes into the movie, I'm probably laughing at it.
Yeah.
How can you laugh, Corby?
And she looked at me and she goes, can you please turn that off, get out of here, and go get my mother?
Yeah.
But why?
But you, it's coming up on the good part. Look at Wooderson.
You remember Wooderson. He's funny.
Just hold on. Favorite scene's coming up.
You never quite see your bride's teeth like you do when they're in labor.
Gritting.
No. I think our oldest was in there, and she needed the spinal shot. And so they were waiting. It's one of those deals where it'll be a few minutes, and it's like 90. And
she's waiting. What's a centimeter, Doc?
And the guy
convert
rolls
that
in.
Into miles.
I hate the metrics.
I only stand miles.
She appears to be in considerable pain, and he comes in, and he's ready to administer the shot, and then he looks over at me and recognizes me.
That's what this story is all about for Bob. Yeah, this is just a workaround for him to say, and a lot of people recognize me.
And now wants to do sports talk as she's waiting for her shot.
Sure, I'll sign the placenta, no problem.
He's asking me about...
You can have it, Doc.
He's asking me how the Cowboys are going to look this year.
Right.
And I glance over at her, and the look on her face was that of...
Yeah, sheer terror.
You need...
Yeah, let's get serious here.
To tell him.
Yeah.
To get back to his job.
That's funny you
asked. Or did you get sucked into a... You were like, yeah, I don't want to have the sports conversation now, but maybe it was interesting enough that you got sucked into the conversation.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Was it about Romo, or who was the quarterback?
Let me tell you something about Parcells.
I mean, Romo is
Parcells
really,
has got no shot with his team. T.O.'s got
to
go.
No, you know what? I think it probably would have been the summer that Parcells was about to start as Cowboys coach. And
right.
There's a lot to talk about with that doctor.
Yeah.
He's super excited right
I'm
now.
Like,
hold on, honey. Hold on, honey. I'm still talking here.
Why don't you get some of your other cowboy nurses and doctors in here? Let's do some sports talk. My wife was really into that.
Are you – okay, so is there a scheduled day, did you say, or is this like all
– They're going to try to go naturally. So.
Yeah. There's a due date at beginning of January, but we just have no idea. Yeah. Just don't know.
Man.
How far along is she now?
I mean, she's just got into the third trimester. I think 45 days left,
Aren't there big tax ramifications if you can make it happen in like December
31st? Yeah. If you can get it in under the wire, then you can
claim the whole year.
You can claim the dependent for the entire year, even though it was born on New Year's Eve.
That's right.
Yeah, you need to encourage that.
Yeah.
You know, one
you
of the
need
things
to scare her.
That they say will induce labor.
Oh, yeah.
It's facts.
Yeah.
Dude.
Here's so my can penis. You imagine doing that?
Oh, I
like
can imagine.
She's... Huh.
What?
Me and my wife?
So you have been there in that situation before to where you tried to induce... That it really is. You know, Mother Nature is the worst feminist in the world.
Yeah.
Because Mother Nature created a system where the guy gets to have lots of fun... And then something has to grow inside, a parasitic growth has to leach off the mom's body, and then she has to divide into two people 9 months later.
Right.
While the dad watches Dazed and Confused and eats cheese fries.
I know.
And right. then, as like, a way to induce the labor that the woman is wanting to hurry up and go into labor where she can get this over with, the dad may be called upon again,
yes.
and his job is to...
Oh, really? Look at her!
Do his evil. I can't finish to that!
Turn around, honey.
Oh, wait.
Well, yeah, you kind of have to
Doctor
at that
goes
point.
In and you're being way aggressive with
yeah, you
her.
You can't. No
smash,
one does
smashing
it.
Smashing her face into the pillow. And
smash! No one's actually done it in the hospital.
In the delivery room?
Yeah. I mean,
she's not dilated enough. Let me up there. I won't start my work until she's dilated at least 3 centimeters. I need that much, Doc.
Do you guys have candles?
Give me some more cheese fries.
Are you out of cheese? All right. Well, there you
don't
go.
Don't move around too much, honey. I got the cheese fries set on your back.
You're spilling like the ranch.
Scalding.
You got ranch everywhere, sweetheart.
Scalding hot cheese is dripping down her. Yeah.
Make sure you set the cheese fries below the epidural point. You won't feel the burning cheese.
What if that's what ruined the entire delivery is scalding hot cheese rolled in the episiotomy hole?
Your wife has a terrible ranch infection, Mr. Davidson.
Yeah? Go on.
So what? Doesn't mean I have it, does it, Doc? Well, no. But, oh, okay.
Is it contagious?
You scared me for a second.
Can I still watch movie?
Good stuff. Corbin.
If she has a ranch infection, can I still watch movie?
That's never been said. No, no sentence like that has ever been said.
Oh, wow.
Oh, happy fun time.
So
well,
anyway,
congratulations, Dave.
Thank you. I appreciate
all
that.
This was just a way to say congratulations.
So anyway, Shohei Ohtani won the MVP.
Way to go. Future Ranger, we're hoping. Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, guys.
Take some pumpkin cheesecake to go, Gordon.
All right. And placenta capsules over there, too.
Always.
Excellent.
Always. Only the finest.